Vez Hashem learning Dishim Mishmar and Simon Lav Beis Sif Yud Ches Sif Katan Ayin Tes Shin number 82, and we are in the middle of Sif Yud Ches, where it says Vim Garar VeHefrida Kosher V'Lay Mikri Chak Toiches. So what I want like to do, I want to suggest, we're going to begin from the beginning of Sif Yud Ches, and then we'll pick up from that point in the Mechaber. This way, we get the proper flow of what's going on here. We said as follows: we had the first case, we had a mem. You had a regular mem, and the mem, the front leg of it, was sealing the base of the mem to the point where it looked like a closed mem. Okay, that's the first case. It does not help to scrape away the sealed section. Because you cannot create a letter by scraping away, but rather, how do you fix this problem? Remove the whole entire leg of the mem, remove the whole entire leg, not just the section where they're touching, and then you have that nun remaining, right? Then you have the nun remaining, like in this picture over here. Then you rewrite it correctly. That's not going to be touching the nun. Fine. The reish you saw came in dalid, and a reish that was written like a dalid. It's not enough that you just scrape away the leg, or the roof, the top of the letter, because this letter was written in the incorrect way. You have to remove both of them. Okay, now, this is what we're up to. If one letter was connected to another letter, and we said if a letter is touching another letter, it is possible. What's the reason why it's possible? Because it has to be surrounded by the klaf. Every letter needs to be surrounded by the klaf initially when you write the letter. However, if let's say you wrote the letter and it was surrounded by the klaf, and then something happened, let's say the klaf was shortened, it got ripped, and now the letter is going all the way flush to the bottom of the klaf, and there's no klaf surrounding the letter. Is this a problem? We said it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because originally when you wrote the letter, was the letter surrounded by the klaf? Was a mukuf gvil? Yes, it was surrounded by the klaf. The fact that somehow the klaf, let's say by more mezuzah or sefer Torah, it got ripped, by tefillin also could be a problem. It's not a problem because you wrote it the correct way. So now we're discussing here, v'nidbuka ois lois, two letters are touching each other. Bein koidim shetigamer, bein acha shenigmira. Irrelevant of when the letters were finished being written or after the letter was written, it's possible. Two letters cannot touch. We just said it has to be mukuf kvil. Vim gorar, this is what we're up to now, says the Mechaber, vim gorar, and if you did do gereira, if you did scrape it away, vihifrido, and you separated the letters, kosher. Why? V'lay mikri chak toiches, and it's not called chak toiches. It's not called the invalidating problem of scraping away, because the Mechaber explains the halacha, which we know, that when you scrape away a letter that has a correct form, are you writing the letter? No. The letter is there already. You're separating it. Now it's mukuf kvil. Now it's surrounded by the parchment. So if you have two letters that are touching, and then I just separate them by scraping away a little, and the tsura of the letter, the form of the letter, is 100% recognizable before I take out my scalpel, totally fine.
Can I just ask a question?
Please. Sif Cotton Ayin Tess says, so too if the letters, the legs, the bottom part of the letters, a gagon, or the top part, or the middle part, Megil is Saif, Bali Hekif Klaf, like we just gave it an example outside, we said, if part of the letter is touching the edge of the klaf, either the top, the bottom, the middle, meaning the edge of it, right? Rishoy legarik tzas. You are permitted to scrape away a drop. Now you still have the form of the letter. You just made it a little thinner. It's not any less, any worse, of a scenario when you have two letters that were touching and you scraped away also, so they're not touching anymore. He says, as in this case, shloike sidrun is not an issue. Shloike sidrun means going out of order, right? We're very big into order over here at first Seder. Okay? Seder means order. So here, when you scrape, we learn the halacha that there's no concern of going out of order when you scrape. It's only ksiva, when you write, that's when the concern applies. Now, there's no concern when you scrape, that's only if the form of the letter is there once again. But if you form the letter through scraping, it's 100% possible. Because it's called chok toichos, and just like you have on the top of the Aron Kodesh over here, that is engraved, it's like engraved inside. You cannot form letters by engraving, you have to form letters by ksiva, by writing. It says further in the Mishnah Berurah, since you're not adding to the anything of the letter, you're just scraping away, and you already have the form of the letter, it's not a problem. Now this is a chiddush here. We know there's an Isser Daraisa. Isser Daraisa to erase Hashem's name. Rachmon Litzlan. Very big Isser. You are permitted to scrape away, let's say Shem Hashem is touching the end of the klaf. It has to be Mukuf Gvil. So you are permitted to scrape away a little of the Shem Hashem. You are permitted to do so because Lamaisa, you have the Shem Hashem totally intact. None of it is, it's not erased. It's just fine-tuned.
Right.
It's totally there. Siv Katan Pei. B'lo Mikri Chok Toichos. And we're saying a case where the letters did not change because they were connected. Because if the letter changed and they're connected, that's our problem here. But if the letter changed from because it was connected to a different letter, like we said earlier, you asked a 7-8-year-old child and you asked him, what letter is that? You asked a child to read it. So if the ein hatina gyochel kreis, but the child says, I'm sorry, I never learned that in school. I don't know, I don't yeshiva. I don't know what the letter that is. Because the letter was changed. Because it's two letters sticking together. The kol shekein, im nishtanis letzuros ois acheres, even more so, if it changed to a whole different letter, totally could go in vav, shenidbuk lesoif lenun, kfufa, dibuk of, sheniris katsuras tes. So he says, if you have a vav connected to a nun, and maybe it forms like a tes. Because it's like a mem that was sealed, and now it's like chok toichos. When you're forming the letter, how do you form this letter? By scraping away.
Oh, that's good.
Because if you're forming a letter by scraping away, 100% possible. You have to erase also the nun. He's just giving an example. The example is very simple, where you have two letters that got connected. They could be any two letters that you want, and it formed a whole different letter or formed something totally different. And when you separate it, it's going to create now the correct letters. That is possible because of chok toichos. Says the Mechaber further, but when you separate the two letters and the letters were originally written properly, it's not a problem. If a drop of ink falls, like we learned in Sif Yud Zayin, a couple days ago we learned, if a drop of ink falls, even though originally it was written correctly, so you see what's going on here? Not just you have to make sure you write it correctly, to make sure no spills, no drops of ink. You pick up the quill and you take the ink on it and you go into the next letter. You have to make sure that there's no ink spilling on the letters that you already wrote. Niskalkula al idei atipa ve'inin keres. Now that drop falls and you can't recognize what the letter is anymore. Ma she'en kein b'zeh. In this case, our case, dafilu koydman hagreiru nikra heite kolois of niyatsu. In our case, even before you scrape away, the letter is clearly recognizable. It's an aleph, it's a beis, it's a gimel, it's a dalet, whatever the letter is. Therefore, the fact that they're touching is not a problem to scrape with. Lofize koim kol oirech ois devuka lechaverita loy mahani greira of apri chodesh mekel b'ze. I'm a shari Ephraim and the siv chaim. So there's a machloikus achroinim over here. If the whole length of the letter is touching another letter, so you would say, well, it doesn't look like the original letter anymore. So that's why he says here lofize im kol oirech ois devuka lechaverita. To scrape away doesn't help because the whole entire length of the letter is connected to another letter, so it doesn't look like the same original letter. He does bring a prichadosh that is mekel, and he holds the prichadosh holds even though if the whole entire length of the letter is connected to the letter next to it. The prichadosh suggests as follows. You can still see what the letter is. You can still see what the letter is. Even though it's touching. You see, this is a beis, and this is a vav. Let's say the vav was like on the outside of the beis. Vav beis, right? So, you can see, here's the vav and here's the beis. It's still touching. Now, the truth is, in that example, the beis has a little separation. See how it's like extended out a little on each side, on the back, right? It's not flush. The back is not flush like a chaf. The chaf, well, it's all around it, but as opposed to the chaf, there's nothing sticking out on the top and the bottom. So in that case, when you have a vav, here's your vav. When the vav is connected, vav, right to the vase, you can clearly see it's two different letters, right? So that's where the prichadosh, the first opinion says nothing doing. The prichadosh is more mekel. Now, if it be the other direction, imagine you have a beis or a vase and then a vav right next to it. Oh, that changes the vase. It seals the beis. Right? This letter will be sealed, which will totally take away the tzur of the letter.
But if it was written correctly first, though, right? I guess it's not.
How is it correct? How do you have a case?
You wrote the base and
you wrote the base correctly, right. But then you wrote a vav right next to it.
Right, but the base was written correctly first. Can you just? I guess you can't scrape away that part of the vav. Just the vav again.
You could you're asking if you could do greater to the
right.
Vav.
Yeah, because the base was written correctly.
Yeah, that you could do.
Oh, that's
that you could do. But you can't, the point is, what you cannot do is, you cannot just separate the vav and the vase together. You can't just separate it. Because separating it will create the correct form of the vase.
You can't do that, right?
And then you're forming the letter through engravings, scraping away. Okay. The Chabad says, Im nagu raglei, hay va kuf begag, if the leg of the hay and the kuf, so here's your hay and here's your kuf somewhere here, and they're touching the gag, they're touching the top, okay, the middle part is touching the top, that's the case we're dealing with now. The regel, the left leg of the hay or the kuf, are touching the top of the letter. Yigror haregel, scrape away, erase the regel, v'yachzav yichtevenu, and rewrite it correctly. That's what you do. Now, once again, did you write another letter yet? No, you didn't, because if you did, so by tefillah mezuzah, you're going out of order.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right? So, he did not write the next letter. Ve'ein sarich ligra kol ha'ois. Do not have to erase the right top part of the letter. Ki ha'gag kedin nichtov, because the gag was written correctly. The gag means the roof. The top part was written correctly. Says the Mishnah in the Sif Kadin Pei Beis. Avul im yesh hefsek dak, afilu kechut hasayra is kosher. So, if you have a separation, if you have a separation, which is discernible, the amount you'll see, it's a hair's breadth separation. But l'mayis it's separated. So if you take a glance from when you get your liyah, you make a bracha, you look at it, and you think it's connected. But if you don't look closer, a little closer, you'll see it's totally not connected. That's the case we're dealing with now. It's kosher. In that case, even if there's a smallest separation, but it's not connected, so it's kosher. Then we send Sifkan Pei Gimel that the left leg of the hay or the kuf is connected at the top. Afim nidbok rak kechut asayro. Vayfin shaitinik yudeya shu hay. Afilu ach itzarech lidra kol haregel. So now if you have the slightest connection, the smallest connection, in this case we're saying it is connected. It's possible. Even though you'll ask the child, say, could you read this to me? He says, oh, that's a hay. What's your question? You ask the child, what letter is it? It's a kuf. What's the question? It's irrelevant. Because it's connected. Once it's connected, it's possible. So can you take out your scalpel and just scrape away the little amount? No. You would, like we just said, you have to erase the whole entire left leg and then rewrite it correctly. The chol she'ein tzuras oyisolov k'moshe nimsura l'moshe misinai. These are the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Any letter that does not have the form the way it was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, ain shame Eisalov. It does not have a status, a name of a letter.
Wow.
So too by a kuf, if the left leg is touching it with the slightest amount of ink, it's possible. That's not how Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sif Kotin Pei Dal. Mechaber says on top of the page, Im Nogu Raglei scrape away the leg and then rewrite it. Like we just said, it does not help to scrape away just a little because that's the psul of chok toichos. Perush kuloi, erased, scrape away the whole entire leg. Bein hey, bein kuf, kevin shenasa bepsul, since it was written incorrectly. Now we have on the top of the page, it says, Ve'in tzarech ligro kol ha'ois. You don't have to scrape away the whole entire letter. Ki ha'gag k'denichtov. The gag, the top part, was written correctly. Inoga regel ha'alif, begag ha'alif. If the regel ha'alif, the leg of the alif, was touching the gag of the alif. Let me show you a picture over here. The regel of the alif Noga regular aleph and gaga aleph. So, before I show you the picture, an aleph is made up of two yuds and a slanted line. Now, the yud that's touching the top part of the aleph, from the top yud, and the bottom one, is a small, thin, connecting line. But if that, when you say noga, the words over here, Im nogo regel ha'alif begag ha'alif oy pnei ha'alif b'ponim begag shetachteo is possible.
If you,
so let me show you now. So what he's saying is that instead of having a thin little line, you have a thick connector to the aleph. Here's im nogo regel ha'alif begag ha'alif. Here's the gag aleph is a slanted line. The slanted line is called the roof of the aleph. So you see how over here it's a thick aleph.
Part of the yud is, one yud is above the gag and one is below.
One yud is above, one yud is below, right. So, but the problem here we're dealing with is that the aleph is very thick instead of very thin. That's what we're discussing over here. So one might think, okay, take out my scalpel, my handy scalpel, scrape away the thickness, and I formed a letter. Is that allowed? Says the Mechaber. Im nago regel ha aleph begaga aleph oy pineya aleph bifnim begaga aleph is possible. Veinta konim begreira lafrido davi chotoyches. You cannot just scrape away the little amount that you want or the large amount that you want to create the thin connecting line. Ela yigra kol mash nasa bepsul v'yachse v'chtveno. But rather, erase the whole entire part, scrape away the whole entire part that was written incorrectly. Okay, like in this picture over here, you scrape away the whole entire part that was written incorrectly, and then you rewrite the aleph with that thin line connecting it. Sif kodin pei vav begag aleph de'ein la hayud ha'elyoim v'hatachton ligo behagag ele bedakus shebehem. The leg of the aleph should only be touching with the smallest thin connection. K'moish yisbayar is what we discuss in Mitzvah Shem in Simen Lamed Vav, and that's we discuss the tsura, the form of the letters. Pnei ha'aleph, v'haynu ha'yud ha'elyon. Pnei ha'aleph means the top yud. V'haynu davka shenidbika kula. That's when it was nidbika kula. The whole entire thing was connected. Now it ruined its form. So in this latter case over here, the Mishru is saying, if you have a case where the letter is not totally touched, not a thick letter, but it's not thin as it's supposed to be. It's a little thicker than the thin. Yeah. It's still kosher. It's still a kosher letter. Now you need to have proper shimush from a cipher. That this is the letter we're talking about over here from the Mishnah Brura. But just as long as not the total thickness like we just had, it's not beautiful. It's not the nicest ksav, but it's not going to be possible. Siv cotton pei ches. You cannot just scrape away that aleph to correct it, because that's chok toichos. Perush peches lahafrida and esanegil levada v'yishar ha'oyis m'meila karoi. You cannot just scrape away the part that's connected, the thicker part of the aleph, but rather to take away the whole entire leg or the whole entire top aleph and rewrite it. Siv cotton peites eliyigro kol mashenas abesul hayne shigro haregel kuloi, scrape away the entire leg. Ulasagi shiafred haregel me'al ha'alif ad sheivat lenu mitzuras oyis levad. It's not enough that you just separate it and then rewrite that part. Ulasagi shiafred haregel me'al ha'alif ad sheivat lenu mitzuras oyis levad, and then it's not going to look like the letter of the aleph kevin shenichtav kol haregel abesul, because the whole aleph was written incorrectly. It came in the nid b'nidbok, v'chein b'nidbok, yud, sh'al ha'alef b'gag sh'tachtov, tzorich ligro, kol ha'yud, l'kos v'chodesh, you have to scrape away the whole entire yud. You can't just fix that one section of it. V'yesh sh'machmirin b'nidbok ha'yud ha'elyin b'is ha'ksiv, ligro, kol ha'alef avor zeh, ki m'meilu nichtev achakach, sh'ar ha'oyis b'psul, al yidei zeh. Now, listen to this case here. The top yud of the aleph, we just said in our case, was written incorrectly. So, you had the line, the slanted line, and the bottom aleph, right? The bottom yud of the aleph. The Mishru now tells us there are those poiskim that are machmir that will say if you wrote that first part of the yud incorrectly, you have to scrape away the rest of the aleph as well. Because if the top is posel, that means the rest of it is posel. And if I just scrape away and rewrite the top part, what about the rest of it? It's also posel. That's what he's saying over here. However, there are all those b'di'evet, ach b'di'evet, tzarech iyon, nim yish l'achmer b'zeh, yet no b'di'evet if to be machmer with this approach. Let's just see over here one more sif katin tzadi. The truth is, this is really on the Ramah, so we're going to stop here and pick up Mitzvah Shem from the Ramah. V'chein hadin b'yudei hashin.
Which letter again?
We're up to 90 in the...
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.